SCP-1 To prophecy, speak Christ into people. Come out from the culture in fellowship in spirit and truthfulness. Roman numeral 1 The genuine Christian life is a life of an overcomer, and all the overcomers in the New Testament should be kings who have received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness to reign in life. Romans 5:17 For if by the offense of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. A. As the God-ordained prophets and priests, we are also kings to allow God to rule in us and through us over all his enemies. The believers in the New Testament should be the fulfillment of the typology of the kings, priests, and prophets in God's economy. 1. In the New Testament, all the believers are saved to be kings and priests. When the priests speak for God, they become God's spokesmen, God's mouthpiece. These are the prophets. Revelation 1:6 It matters the kingdom, priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. 2. Prophesying, speaking Christ into people, makes us overcomers. Prophesying is a function of the overcomers. God entrusted to the priest not only the speaking part of his deputy authority, but also the ruling part. Thus, the priests were the speakers, also the kings. God, however, does not want the king to replace him. He just wants his authority to be exercised. So at the beginning of Israel's history with the priests, there was no kings, but they did have the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim were the deputy authority for both God's speaking and God's ruling. The prophets took care of God's oracle first. Based upon their oracle, they did exercise, to some extent, God's authority. A number of kings listened to the prophets. Thus all the genuine prophets were overcomers. This is fulfilled in Revelation, where the Lord replies the following word 7 times. He who overcomes. These overcomers are fulfillment of the typology of the prophets. Therefore, when the Apostle Paul speaks of how the church should meet, he stresses and uplifts prophesying. Prophesying makes you an overcomer, speaking Christ into people's prophesying. Applications to business person, graduate student. The lost recovery is learning from the mistakes of the divisions that resulted from too much attention to the doctrines of the brethren. Recovery is not only about truth, but also about the practice. After presenting the truth, Brother Lee used the fellowship, its application to the experience of life. You need to get rid of your own religious concept, which mainly pursue only doctrines in Japanese culture. There is a concept of honne, the honest opinion, and tatemae, the official opinion. This is where the action of general argument and partial disagreement comes in. This means that you officially agree, but disagree actually. For example, due to public opinion and other factors, members of the diet are in favor of reducing the number of members, but they oppose the actual reducing the numbers of members in their own religion. they are against it and their true intention, but they are afraid of public opinion and express the argument on it. Japanese culture avoids imminent friction and hides the honest disagreement in an attempt to beautify surface, so the true discussion cannot be done. In this case, they hide the opinions to essential theme that the current number of the Diet member is too large compared to the rest of the G7 countries, and the number needs to be reduced in order to reduce the tax burden. You should not use the kind of honest and official approach to the Lord. It is easier to pay attention only to doctrine, because applying truth requires training and paying the price. So although the real intention is to pay attention only to the doctrine and not to carry out its application, you say amen to the brother's messages as a matter of course. These cultural influences have unconsciously and quite naturally make you to use honest and official method and distract you from fellowshipping with the Lord in spirit and in truthfulness. You need to come out this cultural background, otherwise you will not be able to read, believe, and obey the word of the Lord. As a result, you are unable to speak and practice the word of the Lord. If you cannot speak to God's word boldly, you have lost the function of the prophet and cannot be overcome. The Lord's recovery is not to improve the general work of the Christianity, but to produce overcomers. To be an overcomer, you need to come out of your cultural background and engage properly with the word in order to restore your function as a prophet. To be a prophet, you must 1. Read, pray, and enjoy God's word. 2. Believe God's word. 3. Obey God's word. 4. Speak God's word. And 5. Practice God's word. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, to have a true Christian life, a life of overcomer, is necessary to fellowship with the Word in spirit and in truthfulness. To do this, I need to come out of the Japanese culture that separates the honest from the official. Otherwise, when I read the Word of the Lord, I cannot believe and obey it. Lord, save me from my religious concept and cultural background to restore the function of the prophet. I enjoy, speak, and practice the word of God.